This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. Time now for a look at Tuesday's headlines. And once again, the economy is focus number one for President Obama, and once again, he's taking his message on the road in a campaign style. Today, the president up in Nashua, New Hampshire, touring a couple of small businesses in the Granite State and then holding a town hall-style session to once again pitch his economic priorities. The big announcement today is that the president says he's taking $30 billion that's been repaid to taxpayers from those banks that got the bailout back in 2008, and he's giving it to small community banks to help spur local economic growth.
I'm announcing a proposal to take $30 billion of the money that was repaid by Wall Street banks, now that they're back on their feet, take that $30 billion and use it to create a new small business lending fund that will provide capital for community banks on Main Street.
But Republicans in Congress say the president still lacks fiscal responsibility. Speaking on MSNBC on Tuesday morning, Tennessee Republican Senator Lamar Alexander says the president's budget shows he's not serious about reducing federal spending. He says when you look at states that have to get costs under control, they get serious, roll up their sleeves and get it done, something the president's not yet doing.
We're ready to work with the president on tax incentives for job growth, as well as a number of other things. But more taxes, more spending, more debt isn't the right formula. I was noticing this morning in the newspaper the Tennessee governor, a Democrat, recommended his budget also yesterday. He cut it 5%. This president's budget's gone up nearly 30% in 2 years.
Also during his town hall session today, President Obama once again touting what he sees as the success of his economic stimulus package from last February, totaling $787 billion. Republicans, of course, decry it as a failure because it failed to keep unemployment below 8% as promised by the Obama administration if the package were approved by Congress. But the president today says every economist, right and left, agrees this thing's a winner.
But what they fail to understand is that every economist, from the left and the right, has said because of the Recovery Act, what we've started to see is at least a couple of million jobs that have either been created or would have been lost.
But that's not been our experience. Just last Friday, we spoke with Ray Hederman, assistant director of the Center for Data Analysis at the Heritage Foundation here in Washington. His analysis of the stimulus package, not so rosy.
You know, they promised there'd be millions of new jobs created, and that simply isn't found in the data. The stimulus bill is such a failure that they're going to try to go back and repeat the same failed promises with this new jobs bill, which is basically stimulus light.
Hederman says the economy is improving, but it's not because of the stimulus plan. In other news today, a bipartisan group of lawmakers, mainly on the Senate side, saying they are fed up with the idea of Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and other 9/11 co-conspirators being tried in civilian court. They say these trials should take place before a military tribunal, preferably at Guantanamo Bay. In the meantime, they're trying to force the issue into a military tribunal by denying federal funds to hold the trials in civilian court. South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham is spearheading this effort.
The purpose of this bill is to prevent the decriminalization of the war on terror and withhold funding from the Department of Justice to prosecute Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and the 9/11 co-conspirators in civilian court.
Earlier today, I spoke with a member of this coalition pushing for these civilian trials to be defunded, Wyoming Republican John Barrasso. You can catch that interview at worldnetdaily.com or dateline.radioamerica.org. Also on the national security front today, hearings before the Senate Armed Services Committee on President Obama's call last week to lift the Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy on gays serving in the military.
This year, I will work with Congress and our military to finally repeal the law that denies gay Americans the right to serve the country they love because of who they are. It's the right thing to do.
The president's subordinates seem to be in lockstep on this one. The chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Admiral Mike Mullen, says he's on board, and Defense Secretary Robert Gates says he is as well. It's just going to take time to implement the new policy.
I fully support the president's decision. The question before us is not whether the military prepares to make this change, but how we best prepare it for it. We have received our orders from the commander-in-chief, and we are moving out accordingly.
Many Republicans, though, on the committee, including the ranking Republican John McCain, say this is not the time to take up this issue when the U.S. is currently involved in two different fronts in the war on terrorism. And it's primary day in the land of Lincoln. Illinois voters, both Republicans and Democrats, heading to the polls to pick their nominees in the race for governor as well as U.S. Senate. Those are the two most high-profile issues on the ballot today. And then those candidates will, of course, face off in November. At stake, of course, is the governor's seat once held by scandal-plagued Governor Rod Blagojevich. The Senate seat is the one vacated by the president after he won the White House in 2008. Head to worldnetdaily.com or dateline.radioamerica.org in order to catch my interview with Pat Brady, chairman of the Illinois Republican Party. He says voters in that state are fed up with the Democratic rule. He says they've been proven incompetent, among other adjectives, and he says that it's time for Republicans to be given a chance to lead that state. Again, worldnetdaily.com or dateline.radioamerica.org. Also there, you can catch my interview with the director of Ford Motor Company's Global Communications Division. He'll be explaining why the company was finally able to turn a profit and whether this is an aberration or the company's really turned it around. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.